This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
All right, though, but on some of the other international stories we have for you this morning include a look at the aviation industry, because that is a competitive one indeed, and it's also a sector that is growing as more tourists take to the skies. And part of that equation is, of course, budget airlines, because the low-cost business model has quite transformed aviation in the Asia-Pacific.
Yes, low-cost carriers in the Asia-Pacific have expanded rapidly and successfully, with capacity in the region more than quadrupling over the past decade, flying nearly 600 million seats within Asia-Pacific in 2018, compared to about 130 million seats in 2008. Now, just in 2018 alone, low-cost carriers accounted for 29% of seat capacity in Asia-Pac.
Yeah, but because of the nature of the business, right, low-cost carriers like AirAsia, they actually try not to make too much money on the seats, but look more towards ancillary revenue and of course, upgrades, you know, to convert consumers and increase revenue. We've seen that in terms of the stuff that they sell on board. We've seen that in terms of the food they sell on board and the prices at which they charge for this. And even if you bring an additional toothbrush tissue with you, they'll charge for that as well.
If your bag is more than 0.1 gram,
that's
more,
right?
Suddenly you have to pay more.
That's right.
Because it's true. Actually, they don't make very much money from the actual seats. But like what Chong says, it's all about the ancillary income.
Yeah.
But a new front for that appears to be in-flight connectivity. So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning, Chris Rogerson, Asia-Pacific Vice President of Inmarsat Aviation. Thank you for joining us, Chris. Now, before we dive into in-flight connectivity, what is your outlook on the growth of the aviation sector?
We're seeing some pretty phenomenal forecasted growth for aviation in general. Globally, by 2037, we're looking at around 8.2 billion passengers being carried annually. And if you drill that down into Asia Pacific, that really looks at, if you think about 1.8 billion being carried today, in the same time frame by around 2035-7, is about 3.1 billion just in Asia Pacific. So roughly 40% of that global number is being carried through Asia and that growth. Obviously, one of the largest drivers for that will be China and the growth that China brings in itself. But if we then transfer from what the passengers are looking like to, obviously, you need a lot of new aircraft to be able to deliver those passengers. We're going to see around 37,000 new aircraft being delivered in the next 20 years globally. And then probably around 40% of that number coming into Asia Pacific. That's probably around 17,000 aircraft, and that number comes from Boeing. So I think we can be pretty certain that the aviation sector globally and being driven by Asia Pacific is going to be growing at a very fast rate.
So why are airlines connecting their planes?
Well, airlines are connecting their aircraft to the internet for a number of reasons. So one of the reasons is that they can see some real operational savings in terms of how that aircraft is flying. I'll give you an example around turbulence and predictive weather. If an airline can actively predict weather conditions on a route, then that airline route can be adjusted to avoid that weather. And there's some significant fuel savings that can be given. But also, one of the big drivers and really an area that we're focused on at Inmarsat Aviation is the cabin Wi-Fi opportunity. Like I said, there's airlines in, especially in Asia Pacific, and if I talk specifically around the likes of AirAsia, CityLink, Singapore Airlines, Air New Zealand, these are all airlines that are very digital savvy and early adopters of digital innovation. And they're connecting up their aircraft, not only to give their passengers access to Wi-Fi, but also to realize that whole potential around a fully connected aircraft.
So, Chris, from a business perspective, what does that mean for airlines?
Well, overall, and there's a London School of Economics study, that globally, the connected aircraft will bring a $52 billion market. Okay, and of that, around $10 billion we see coming from Asia Pacific. So there's a few drivers around that opportunity that we see. We see some opportunities around e-commerce. So passengers being able to access online shopping, making purchases on board the aircraft. We also see advertising. So pay-per-click, some impressions, some sponsorship deals. But then you also see access to the internet for the passengers, i.e. just broadband access, so providing connectivity to passengers in flight. And that's the area that we really are focusing on and making sure that the airlines can maximize. And that can increase take-up rates, i.e. the number of passengers on board an aircraft, from around 5 to 8% when there's a chargeable fee for the broadband, up to around 40 to 50%.
And the investment around connecting a plane can be significant, though. So how do airlines make sense of this to the bottom line, especially as some are moving to give free Wi-Fi to passengers?
So what we're seeing with the airlines is that in terms of being able to make some return on investment calls, i.e. being able to justify the expenditure for either fitting the aircraft and also supplying the data, is that they're looking to monetize or even get sponsorships from third parties. So advertisers, e-commerce companies, in-flight shopping companies are willing to invest to have access to those passengers. And therefore, that incoming revenue from these third parties to the airlines means that they can pass those savings back on to the passengers. And we're seeing that with a number of airlines around the region, such as AirAsia and Air New Zealand. That means they're able to offer a free in-flight Wi-Fi service to their passenger, offset by the revenues that they receive from the third-party sponsors. So really what the airlines are seeing on the free model is that rich amount of data that they're going to be able to understand their passengers much better. So airlines understand their passengers from the booking flow through to the airport and then after they leave the plane. But there's a big gap for the airlines when they don't understand, they don't have access to that passenger during flight. And that data, used in the correct anonymized way, can be a rich source of revenue for the airlines from advertisers and e-commerce companies.
Thank you so much, Chris. And that was Chris Rogerson, APAC Vice President for Inmarsat Aviation. And estimates are that this flight connectivity market is worth about $52 billion. Unsurprising, I suppose, if you consider the fact that China, for example, has a growing middle class, and passport-holding Chinese citizens are also expected to double to 240 million by 2020. That's next year.
Yeah, that's huge, and I'm not surprised. I think it's only a matter of time before all airlines adopt Wi-Fi, because you cannot have Wi-Fi, right? If your competitor is offering that and you don't, it's a bigger mission.
I don't know. I just think that sometimes, do we need to be plugged in all the time?
No, we don't, but that's the reality of the world, isn't it?
I was going to say, absolutely, yes, we do. So clearly there's a bit of a division in terms of opinions here. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.